USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is expected to announce on Thursday that all federal employees and contractors will have to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The president said Tuesday that the rule is under consideration. Workers are expected to have to prove their vaccination status or submit to regular testing. The announcement coming on the same day that the CDC said it was changing its recommendation on mask wearing, asking that people in areas with high transmission of the virus once again mask up in indoor public situations, regardless of their vaccination status. And the White House says it will speed up the processing of asylum claims at the southern border and streamline deportations for those who don't qualify. Those moves part of a 21-point plan released by the administration on Tuesday aimed at addressing the surge of migrants at the border, with illegal crossings hitting a 20-year high over the last few months. The plan also calls for the creation of a court docket to deal with the asylum claims and the hiring of 100 new judges to move through that docket. This is USA Radio News.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.